Welcome to Decoding the Customer, a podcast about customer experience and how to realize customer-centric change in today's dynamic business world. I'm Julia Allfelt, certified customer experience professional, business advisor, and host of this program. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you're new to the show, welcome. If you're a returning listener, thanks, and it's great to have you back. This episode is part of my CX mini masterclass series here on Decoding the Customer. These weekly episodes are published each Thursday and designed to be punchy, bite-sized overviews of key customer experience concepts and ideas for how you can help your organization thrive through customer centricity. Whether you're new to the field of customer experience, are preparing for the CCXP exam, or are a seasoned professional looking to brush up on a few basics, this series will help you improve your knowledge, skills, and performance to stand out as a CX professional. This is episode 39. For the month of May, my mini masterclasses will be exploring what organizations can do to better understand their customers and refine how they deliver customer experiences to different segments. How can a brand expect to deliver compelling customer experiences if it doesn't understand its customers' wants and needs? The short answer is that it can't. If an organization is flying blind in terms of understanding customers, it will at best end up crafting experiences around a handful of anecdotal examples or based on the perspectives of employees. And at worst, it will completely miss the mark. Businesses often talk about wanting to put the customer at the center of their operating model. But this starts with listening to customers and understanding who they are so that you can craft your products and services around their wants and needs. In this episode, I'm going to unpack what voice of the customer really means, how this differs from customer experience metrics and measures, and provide an overview of some of the most popular approaches for customer insight and understanding. If you've been looking for clarity on how to shape an effective program for customer insights, then this episode is for you. As always, if you're out and about while listening to this episode and hear something that you'd like to remember later, don't worry about writing it down. You can find an overview of the key concepts that we've covered today in the show notes for this episode, which are on my website, julia-allfelt.com or decodingthecustomer.com. I'd like to kick things off by defining what we mean by voice of the customer or customer insight and understanding. It's important to clarify the distinction between customer insight and customer experience metrics. I often find that organizations will lump customer experience metrics in with insights and voice of the customer. This is a mistake, as these two things, while complementary, are distinct and serve very different purposes. Voice of the customer, which is also referred to as VOC or customer insight and understanding, serves to clarify our knowledge of the context of the customer. Who are they? What do they care about? What motivates them? As well as what are their needs and how might they look to fulfill these through the marketplace? Think of VOC or voice of the customer as inputs into the design or ongoing refinement of the customer journey. These findings might go so far as exploring how customers perceive or experience your organization's products and services, but it's not a scorecard on the current delivery of customer experience. That's where CX metrics and measures come in. Metrics and measures give the business an insight into how it's performing against customer experience objectives, which should be set based on your understanding of what customers like and dislike. Customer experience metrics also help us understand how customer experience impacts the bottom line. If you'd like an in-depth breakdown of metrics, measures, and business value, then I'd suggest that you check out episode 28. In that mini masterclass, my special guest, customer experience thought leader and outgoing CEO of the Customer Experience Professional Association, Diane Majors, provides a great definition of these three things and how they're different. For the purposes of today's conversation, we can think of CX metrics and measures as an evaluation of how things are going. So think of these almost like the outputs of the existing journey. Metrics and measures might provide some insight into how customers are reacting to experiences, but things like net promoter scores or customer satisfaction results don't tell us much about who our customers are or what they're thinking. Anyone who's tried to use these scores by themselves to tease out opportunities to innovate or improve the journey will know exactly what I'm talking about. And this is why organizations must have programs in place to both understand customers and measure the delivery of the journey. For more information on the latter, be sure to check out episode 28, as I mentioned earlier, as well as episodes 31 through 33, which dive into metrics in great detail. Right, so now that we've clarified how customer insight and understanding are different from CX metrics and why it's important to listen to the voice of the customer, I'd like to cover some of the popular ways to gather this information and how it might be used. I've broken these down into three categories of methodology: observational, listening, and asking. Observational insights involve gathering data about a customer's environment and their actions to get more context about who they are and what they do. This might include things like demographic statistics or information about where customers live, their age, occupation, income, as well as trends that correspond with this information. This will help us understand the customer's frame of reference and some of their drivers. Observational insights might also include the analysis of customer actions or behaviors to get more clarity on what they do. So, for example, if you're an online retailer, you might look at customer shopping patterns. We also know that media streaming services gather information about our viewing habits to inform their content development, as well as to recommend new shows for things that we might like. Observational insights are great for establishing customer segments, understanding commonalities among consumers, and understanding how consumers navigate the customer journey. It can also form the basis of things like customer personas, which we'll be covering in the next mini masterclass episode. The second category of methodology is customer listening. And by this, I mean listening organically, without prompting responses. These customer insights and understanding methodologies provide information about what customers are thinking and what they prioritize. Sources of this information might include things like analysis of social media feedback or analysis of unprompted inbound feedback. Now, the challenge here is that because this information isn't gathered through a specific research campaign or by a business-driven effort, it comes to organizations in drips and drabs, and often in formats that are messy and non-uniform. The good news is that technology solutions for catching and evaluating this information have improved by leaps and bounds in recent years, so it's definitely getting easier. Listening insights are great because they tell us what customers care about and what they like or dislike. When we ask a customer to provide feedback on something like a support agent's politeness, we're already making the assumption that politeness is something they care about, and we've created bias by seeding the topic of politeness. If, on the other hand, a customer provides unprompted feedback about a rude support agent, it tells us something different. And it also tells us that they're motivated enough to provide this feedback because, one, they care enough to say something, and two, because the experience was either good or bad enough to drive them to pipe up. That means that listening insights are like little golden nuggets in terms of telling us what customers care about and what drives their behavior. Organizations might use this type of insight to identify ongoing improvements to the journey or to delve deeper into the likes and dislikes of particular customer segments. Our final category of methodology for customer insight and understanding is the asking approach. It's probably a bit self-explanatory, but these approaches involve asking customers questions to prompt responses that provide information about their opinions and perspectives. Customer surveys, interviews, and focus groups all fall into this category. These approaches are great for diving into details about customer feedback, expectations, or for probing about underlying drivers behind their wants and needs. The asking approaches are often the most popular, and they're easier for research teams to manage because they control them. They can also yield incredibly valuable windows into the perspectives and opinions of consumers. But we have to be aware that asking questions always seeds some bias, and that what consumers say they do and what they actually do don't always line up. This is why organizations should use a mix of all three of these methodologies to create a robust and comprehensive understanding of who their customers are and what their customers want. The right balance and timing of these will vary from case to case, but the point is that you want to make sure that you aren't relying on just one of these methodologies and that your organization isn't confusing customer experience metrics with customer insight and understanding. What to do with this information is the next step, and that's exactly what we're going to be diving into next week, with a specific focus on a popular tool, customer personas. So thanks so much for listening. If you're enjoying the show, please share the program with others who might be interested, or head on over to iTunes and rate the podcast. This helps others find the show. I'll be back next Thursday with another mini masterclass. Be sure to tune in or subscribe to the show for updates when new episodes go live. Are you keen to do some more intensive online training in the field of customer experience? If so, I'd encourage you to check out CX University. They offer a broad array of e-learning options that you can access anywhere and anytime. Their offering includes practice tests for the CCXP exam, and they're a Customer Experience Professionals Association accredited resource and training provider, meaning that their materials have been reviewed and vetted by the association for alignment to the 6 core competencies that are in the exam. And what's better is that all this is available on a flexible monthly subscription plan, meaning that you don't have to fork over hundreds of dollars to get started. As of the time of publishing this episode, plans including CX courses and practice exam questions start at just $75 per month. And listeners of this podcast can use the discount code PODCAST10 to get 10% off the first month subscription and help support this show. I'll catch you next Thursday, but if you'd like to get in touch in the meantime, you can send me an email, tweet, or LinkedIn message. My handle is @JuliaAllfelt, and my full contact details are also listed on my website, julia-allfelt.com or decodingthecustomer.com.